Several hundred women stand in line at a free mosquito net distribution center in Niger's capital, Niamey. As the women leave with their new blue nets wrapped in plastic, a health worker explains how to use them. Since 2000, when African heads of state got together in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, and promised to cut malaria deaths in half in 10 years, increased attention has focused on the disease, which kills about 1 million Africans annually. Scientists are currently producing new drug treatments as resistance levels in much of Africa increase, and several candidate vaccines are currently in the works with the aim of someday eradicating the disease. But many experts say the best defense against infection is also one of the oldest, a correctly used, chemically treated bed net. The distribution program, funded by the Global Fund, which sponsors plans to combat tuberculosis, AIDS, and malaria worldwide, finished up in Niger last month. And in the end, at nearly 4,000 distribution points across the country, more than 2 million bed nets were handed out. Ibrahim Usman, the head of Niger's Fight Against Malaria program, says he hopes the project will have a big impact in fighting the disease, which is one of the primary obstacles to African development.
We have every year deaths in Niger by malaria. And with malaria, people cannot work. We have again pregnant women who have very big problem with malaria. We think it is the first disease in our country who give us a big problem.
Along with pregnant women, small children are among the most vulnerable to the disease. African children account for around 75% of malaria deaths worldwide, with one child falling victim every 30 seconds. Nearly a quarter of Niger's 12 million citizens are under the age of 5. The distribution in Niger aimed to give a net to every pregnant woman and mother in the country. Women like 36-year-old Lehana Sebu, who lives in a village several hours from Niamey and received the net in November. Lehana says she is thankful for the net she received. With her 6 children, she says, as soon as one got well, another would begin to show symptoms. With severe cases, she is forced to travel to the hospital in the capital, and she says she has little money to spend on medication. Project coordinator with the International Federation of the Red Cross, John Haskew, says nets, which are cheap and proven effective, form an essential first line of defense against malaria. He says through prevention, they can save families the heavy financial burden of treating the illness.
Niger is really pioneering the approach now within African countries to really scale up interventions for malaria control. And this is one of the key Global Fund projects. Bednets is just one component of an overall strategy of malaria control and prevention. And to distribute bednets is absolutely key.
Haskew says the Niger distribution, which was coupled with a measles vaccination drive, is just the beginning. This year, the program will operate in several other countries, and eventually, advanced anti-malarial drug treatments will also be made available.
There is a measles malaria partnership of which the Federation of the Red Cross is a key partner. And we have several countries lined up in 2006 to integrate bed net distribution with measles vaccination. So Angola is one, Sierra Leone, and also Mozambique has already taken place this year.
A survey by the U.S.-based Centers for Disease Control found that in Niger, of the 80% of households with a mosquito net before the free distribution, only 1/5 were using them. Haskew says the next important step will be an intensive program aimed at ensuring the new nets will be used properly. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Niamey.